It has been 6 months since President Trump pressed Israel to end its war in Gaza and since Hamas released Israeli hostages. But for the 2 million people living in Gaza, the ceasefire has not brought a new beginning. There is far less aid entering Gaza since a new war began 6 weeks ago in Iran, and there is still no international peacekeeping force in Gaza or any reconstruction. NPR's Anas Baba spoke with four Palestinians about their lives today, and NPR's Aya Betraoui brings us his reporting.
It's a ceasefire in name only, say Palestinians. Nearly everyone is living in makeshift tents or bombed-out buildings, squeezed into just under half the territory, on a sliver of land along the Mediterranean coast. Israeli troops occupy the rest.
اسمي يوسف نعيم يوسف مقداد وعندي ثلاثة أولاد وبنت قاعد في الشارع في خيمة.
That's Yusuf Mikdad, a 35-year-old father of four, who tells NPR, I live in the street, in a tent. Like most people in Gaza, his home was destroyed in Israeli bombardment. And although now there's more food in Gaza than in its darkest months of famine before the ceasefire, Israel and the U.S. say there will be no reconstruction in areas of Gaza where Palestinians now live until Hamas disarms. Mikdad says he's living in a makeshift tent that hasn't protected his kids from scorching summer heat or freezing winter storms. As for food, he says, the family's surviving on scoops of rice and lentils from soup kitchens. Israel says hundreds of trucks of aid are entering daily and humanitarian needs are being met. UN agencies say they continue to face restrictions and impediments, and mediators say what's entering Gaza is a fraction of what was agreed upon in the ceasefire. Mikdad said people in Gaza are like the walking dead. That's how Mukarram Mikbal, a 26-year-old woman in Gaza, feels too. She recounts the moment she lost her dad, brother, and husband in an Israeli airstrike early in the war after Hamas's deadly attack on Israel. And then came the night last year she put her son Ahmed, 3, to sleep and cooked instant noodles for her older son Nabil, 5. At 10 p.m., the house was hit. She remembers vividly how she prayed. That attack killed her boys and left her alone, wounded, and disfigured. She's among the more than 10,000 people in Gaza the World Health Organization says need medical evacuation. From a bed in a damaged building in Gaza City, Mikbal tells NPR what she really prays for is death. Death, she says, so she doesn't have to live this injustice. This is not life, she says. There's little hope among people in Gaza. More than 700 Palestinians, around 40% women and children, have been killed during the ceasefire, according to Gaza's health ministry. Israel says it's targeted militants or people who've posed a threat to its troops. That's Naima Sawirki, a father of three who lives in a tent. He points to the sound of an Israeli drone buzzing overhead. He says he walks in the street and doesn't feel safe, that neither his life nor that of his family is guaranteed, even in a ceasefire. Mohammed Abu Khadra, a 22-year-old university student, recently resumed his studies online, but he says he doesn't know what for. He says we used to have dreams and goals, but now we don't see a future. Abu Khadra says what he really needs is clarity on what comes next for Gaza. Aya Betraoui, NPR News Dubai, with Anas Baba in Gaza City.